Hello everyone, thanks for listening. My name is Kyle Benner. I am a commercial art major at Owens Community College, and I am also a part of the visual storytelling class here at Owens. For our final project for the semester, we traveled over to Bittersweet Farms in White House, Ohio. Since its start in the mid-1970s, Bittersweet Farms has been a shining light for individuals with autism who seek a fair chance at building community and practicing activities that help them grow. When we first arrived, I was given the task of creating a podcast to explain this place. So I asked the staff and those who live and learn here what they liked about Bittersweet Farms, what activities exist, and how the farm creates a sense of community for everyone involved. The first resident I spoke with was named Beth. As she sat weaving in the art studio, she told me a brief history of her experience with Bittersweet Farms and told me what she enjoys doing most there. What is your favorite part about being here at Bittersweet Farms?
It's like living here in a country club.
Yeah?
And I've been here since 1983. I was the first person to move here, and my family helped found this place.
Really? That's awesome. What type of activities do you prefer doing here at Bittersweet Farms?
I like doing weaving, and I also like cutting the grass with our nice big zero-turn lawnmower.
You have a zero-turn?
Oh, yes. We've had one for 11 years. We just got a brand new one this year that I ran this whole season.
That's awesome. I wish I had one because I'm always mowing and I always have to back up and then go to the next line.
You don't have to do that with a zero turn. And also with autistic people, I feel the zero turn helps us because it allows us to use the dual function of our brain independently.
Right.
Using that more.
That definitely makes sense.
Yes, yeah. It does. And I find it calms me when I use that more.
Right after I finished speaking with Beth, in the next art building over, I asked a man named Mike about his favorite thing to do and realized him and Beth had a lot in common. What is your favorite part about being here?
Mowing the grass.
Really? Yeah. I just got that answer from Beth too, so it must be a big thing, mowing grass. And I can relate to that because I like mowing my lawn too. So you like mowing the grass here?
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you like the zero-turn mower?
Yes, I do. Me and Beth.
Yeah, that's what she just told me. I'm kind of jealous because I don't have a zero-turn mower, and I've always wanted one, so. As you can probably tell, I am jealous of their zero-turn mower. Anyway, as I kept talking to more people, I found it interesting how many different activities are possible at the farm. Next, I spoke to Matt, who, along with being a great interviewer, doubled as the best tour guide a visitor like me could ask for. All right, so what types of activities do you prefer here?
I work in the kitchen, I work in the host barn, I work in nature's hands, that's about it.
And even though Matt said that's about it, he essentially does a different activity each day at Bittersweet Farms. Next, I travel to the kitchen. After learning that their kitchen recently became a certified commercial bakery kitchen, which also allows them to sell their goods to the public, I wanted to ask their perspective on the farm as well. The first person in the kitchen that I talked to was Gina Robinson, who's a member of the staff at Bittersweet Farms. How long have you been here?
I've worked here for 6 years.
What's your title?
I'm the culinary specialist, so I'm in charge of the culinary department, and we make cookies and cater events on the farm and order the food for the residential.
So you must be busy since it's almost Christmas, right?
Definitely. We have lots of Christmas orders, and we're accepting orders up until December 8th. You can order online or fill out a form in the White House location or our Sylvania store.
After realizing what a process it is to make these cookies and sell them and take orders for them as well, I was curious as to how it all works with the residents. So I talked to a woman named Jamie and asked her about her Bittersweet Farms backstory as well. What do you do here?
I do all kinds of things. I actually work in the culinary department most of the week. On Mondays, I help out the secretary in the front office, and I help file paperwork and answer phones and stuff. And on Thursdays in the morning, I get to help in the art department.
So I hear you're making cookies right about now.
We are making our red velvet cookies. They are definitely good.
How do people go about helping with something like this? Do you just volunteer, or do you pick certain people to do it?
You mean like in terms of who gets to help with the cookies that works in the kitchen? It's just if somebody's already doing something else, then they're going to be busy at the moment, so they find people that are able to help out that are not busy working on other tasks, and they have them help.
All right, cool. What's your favorite part about being here?
My favorite part about being here is I think that there's a lot of people that work here client-wise that are easy to talk to. They all have the same disability, so it's nice to be able to share in some of the problems that we have, and it's nice that the staff that work here understand our disability and are able to help us.
So then I wondered about the other activities on the farm. So I asked a 6-year staff veteran, Kendra Abbott, for more information on that.
We offer everything from animal caretaking to creative arts, horticulture, culinary, so a wide range of skills and job opportunities for the individuals.
After learning about the different roles, I asked a woman named Maria if the roles mattered in regards to growth as individuals.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like there are a lot of people, a significant amount of people that attend the day program that have their role and they feel they're valued within their schedule. They know, you know, that this is going to be my area and this is how I'm going to help today.
With all of this information I learned, I talked to the woman in charge of our visit, Shannon Salt, and asked her about what she does for Bittersweet Farms and what it does for her in return.
I am the development and marketing coordinator, so I oversee all of the marketing, social media, communications, PR, volunteers, graphic design.
What's your favorite part about working here?
I love being able to capture an emotion or a moment that then I can share with our followers and supporters. And then, of course, I love working with the individuals here. I think that, I mean, we really are a family here. It's a very unique and magical place to work. And everybody who's here wants to be here and loves what they do. And I think that translates into this great community that we have.
After speaking with so many residents and staff members at Bittersweet Farms, I learned that community is a huge underlying theme there. There was also a great sense of family and friendship there too. And I believe this helps every resident at Bittersweet Farms grow as an individual. I was and I'm still in awe of the happiness that glows from every worker and resident that I met there. I'd like to thank everyone at Bittersweet Farms for giving the visual storytelling class this opportunity to tell their story and for being so kind to a group of strangers for a day. This place taught me that there is always a home for anyone, even if you're different. If everyone had a community like the residents and staff of Bittersweet Farms, the world would be, in my opinion, a much happier place. My name is Kyle Benner, and thank you all for listening.